Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon and welcome. We do not yet have a quorum. If you're tuning in, stand by. Six is the magic number for this committee. We've got less than that number, but got an exciting day up in healthcare approach, so stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon and welcome to the Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services. I am Aaron Bean. I'll be the chair for this meeting, which is a day we've been waiting for a very long time. Committee members have been waiting on it. The Capitol's been waiting on it. How are we going to spend the health care dollars allocated to us? Well, senators and ladies and gentlemen, we're just moments away from unveiling our recommendations of how that's going to go forward. We do have three bills under our consideration. One of those bills has been temporarily postponed. If you're here or tuning in for the breast milk bill by Senator Book, that's been TP'd at the senator's request. We look forward to having that bill back in our committee very soon. We have a bill by Senator Bradley on occupational therapy, and then covering health care costs for our foster care kids that are aging out of the system. Senator Garcia is here to talk about an idea how we can go forward with that. But first, I need to give you this disclosure, which says COVID-19 precautions will limit access to Senate legislative meetings, although members of the public can testify remotely at the Donald L. Tucker Center. Anyone who wishes to testify for a committee must fill out an appearance card, hand it to a member of the sergeant's office at the Civic Center, and then magically it appears. You give it to them, and then we know about it, and we will call you up as time permits. Public testimony will be taken. I'm sure we'll have time. We'd love to have your input. And to be clear, our decorum standards are the same there as they are here, which is to be nice, to be quick and brief and informative. We would like that. And we also always ask you to silence your electronic devices or put them on vibrate. How about that? And observe social distancing. First, let's signify that we do have a quorum. We remember six is the magic number to do the people's business. So, Ms. Robin, please call our roll.
Chair Bean.
Here.
Vice Chair A. Rodriguez. Senator Book. Senator Broder.
Here.
Senator Burgess. Senator Diaz.
Here.
Senator Farmer. Senator Harrell. Senator Jones. Senator R. Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Roussan. A quorum is present.
Thank you very much, Robin. We can do the state's business. Stay tuned for the presentation of our budget. But first up, we're turning to tab two, ladies and gentlemen. Tab two is Senator Garcia's Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1526. Now, members, get this. We always do everything we possibly can for foster care. And for those that are 18 to 26, Senator Garcia proposes that we offer them Medicaid coverage. She says that we're going to enlist the help of CBCs to make sure that care is coordinated and to make sure that they get the benefits that she wishes them to have. Are there questions of the bill of Senator Garcia? Hearing no questions, is there anyone in the Tucker Center that wishes to testify to this bill? Do we have any, we don't have any appearance cards. Well, members, guess what? We are in debate. Seeing no debate on this bill, Senator Garcia has just given me the signal that she wishes to close on the bill. So we will, having given full consideration to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1526, which is something we are dear and passionate about, our foster care youth, and we want to do everything we can. And thank you, Senator Garcia, for bringing it forward. The Robin will call the roll for final passage under consideration of Committee Substitute Senate Bill 1526.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Diaz?
Yes.
Senator Farmer? Senator Harrell? Senator Jones? Senator R. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Vice Chair A. Rodriguez? Chair Bean?
Yes, and by your votes, members, senators, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill, as proposed by Senator Garcia, will be reported favorably. Well done, Senator Garcia.
Thank you, Chairman Bean.
Members, let's turn to tab one. Tab one is Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley, and yours is not as easy as Senator Garcia. Not to say any bill is easy, but you have a proposal on occupational therapist, and it seems, I know, you've been busy working things out and bringing sides together, and you said it's going to be a happy landing zone, so we're excited to hear about it. You are recognized to present the bill. 900.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill updates the scope of practice provisions for occupational therapists. The occupational therapy scope of practice has not been updated for over two decades, despite the evolution of the practice. Updating the scope of practice is not intended to expand the scope. Rather, the proposed language is supported by research, evidence, published clinical literature, and narratives from experienced practitioners.
Fantastic, Senator Bradley. Let's get to your amendment because that makes it even better. And that is the barcode 208610. Tell us about your amendment.
This amendment is the result of conversations with the orthotics professionals and physical therapists.
Are there questions of Senator Bradley's amendment that makes this bill better? And she has worked on sides to bring people together. And both those groups you just mentioned, they now support the amendment, support the bill. Is there objection? Well, first of all, is anyone who's testify from the Donald L. Tucker Center?
No, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to the amendment? It is adopted. 208-610. We're on the bill. It's been amended. We've made it better. Is there anyone wish to testify on the bill from the Donald L. Tucker Center? Let's go live to the Donald L. Tucker Center. A man on the street says no. No one is there to testify. So members were in questions. Hearing no questions, Senator Bradley, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'd appreciate your support.
She says vote yes. She's worked on it. And now, members, we've amended it. So let's go to the roll call vote for final passage of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 990.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Diaz?
Yes.
Senator Farmer? Senator Harrell? Senator Jones,
yes.
Senator R. Rodriguez,
yes.
Senator Roussan,
yes.
Vice Chair A. Rodriguez,
yes.
Chair Bean.
Yes, and by your vote, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 990 will be reported favorably. We were very proud of you, Senator Bradley. Look forward to seeing you again here on the in the committee.
Thank you.
Members, I know, members, we just passed out spreadsheets, and I know you're digging through spreadsheets. I'm going to give you some highlights of the Senate proposed our subcommittee's recommendations on Senate Bill 2500 as introduced. So members, I call it the live within your means budget, and I wish I could tell you there's no reductions. Although, ironically, the amount of our budget has increased over last year, I'll explain why that is. But let's get to the numbers. The numbers are this. It's a $42.3 billion budget. It includes $111.7 billion in general revenue. Our reductions come because HHS is one of the largest silos. In fact, we're the second largest in general revenue, but we're the first in total revenue. And so when reductions were made to live within our means budget, then we were expected to have those reductions. And we had to make some tough choices. Senators, I'm happy to say that I have met with each of you on the committee. I've gotten your intake. I've gotten your input as well as your priorities. And we have done, I think, a job with the cards we were dealt. And I'm about to tell you how we played them. We took in consideration the stimulus packages that were handed down. Many of our institutions did receive those amounts of money. The largest reduction, members, is this. It is a Medicaid hospital bait rate decrease by 7.5%. If you're in the hospital business, it has been a challenging year, and under this proposed budget, it's going to stay challenged as we reduce hospital rates by 7.5%. That is nearly $100 million in GR. But members, and I should say senators, that amount totals about $250 million when you combine the loss of federal monies. But with the balance of CARES funding, it's still going to be very difficult and challenging for hospitals. I did speak with Mary Mayhew, who is the Association of Hospital Director, and let her know these numbers. She's briefing her members as it goes. But here's some good news. Good news for hospitals. We've authorized four new programs where hospitals are able to participate should they wish to. It's optional, but a direct payment program for hospitals that they're able to put up what's called intergovernmental transfers of money and draw down additional payments from the federal government. We did an indirect medical education for teaching hospitals. We did a complete cancer funding of hospitals. We continue their funding. That's $154 million that we're excited about. And then we also allow public hospitals to receive supplemental payments. So these are tools that at the hospital's program's option, they can take advantage, and hopefully they will, to maximize their federal share of money to draw down. Members, we have reduced the optional services for Medicaid, for services for adults. I'll tell you, it was no easy decision, but to make the numbers work, we eliminated the optional. Remember, these are optional programs: vision, hearing, chiropractic, podiatry services. We eliminated the over-counter drug benefits for recipients of 21 or older, and we ended the optional coverage of 19 and 20-year-olds for Florida that were not required to cover. In years past, we've recovered them, and we didn't want to, but that's the decision that we've made. This will not impact the decision to cover foster care kids, and Senator Garcia just presented that bill that's going to strengthen the coverage of kids up to age 26. We've reduced some homeless grants due to the end of a five-year grant program from the federal government, but we've allowed those entities now can participate in the low-income pool. Still a challenge, but yet we think that is an area that can be reduced with minimal impact to other programs. We have reduced most, not every, but most recurring base programs, senators 10%, and we spread out the reductions among everybody. And it wasn't because we didn't like the program. We're just trying to, if everybody took a little bit of reduction, we thought we could spread the reductions across a broad mix of groups to handle those reductions. And we also reduced anywhere we thought there was duplicative or services that were doubled. We thought that we could take that reduction. You'll see that in the spreadsheets to gain efficiencies and remove duplicative programs. But members, senators, let's get to the bright spot. This is my favorite part, is talking about the bright spot. And that is the Medicaid program, which I know there's talk about expanding. This is important to Senator Farmer, who has talked about expanding Medicaid in the sense that our roles have grown. In fact, since the pandemic started, 730,000 Floridians had joined our program, and we fully fund that program. For us, it's a $1.3 billion purchase of GR that allows us to draw down additional monies from the federal government, $3.4 billion. That is the sheer number of growth in our budget. So $3.4 billion to cover all of those Floridians that are depending on Medicaid, we fund it. We also fully fund the KidCare program. That has 229,000 kids. This is something important to this committee. Last year that we stepped up and said, regardless of income, that's a sliding income scale, regardless of income, anyone that has a child in the state of Florida has access to coverage, full, really good coverage for their children. Senators, we heard in testimony given to us earlier this year of the need for an ICFDD rate increase. This rate increase was for people severely challenged with health problems that need extra care that can't really be housed either at home or in our group homes. They need extra. And so we have proposed a nearly $40 million, $36.6 million to draw down additional funds as well as others to make sure that everybody has a home in the state of Florida. We also do a rate increase for pediatric extended care centers for medically complex children. This was something that we heard from, and we also provide a rate increase there. As we have just told you that we have reduced payments to hospitals or proposed to do it, I'm happy to say that we have not proposed any reductions to our nursing homes. They will receive the same funding that they received last year. We heard from APD who said, we've got some of our facilities that have mold and damages from hurricanes that have yet to be fixed. Senators, we put $12.5 million in for APD to make sure the Sunland facilities and others that need immediate attention have the funds to do it. And this is happy news as well. Adoptions are up in the state of Florida. And you know, Senators, that when somebody adopts one of our kids, we help with subsidies. We help that family raise that child. And we provide a small subsidy to that family. And because adoptions are up, we've increased the line that gives those subsidies $12.6 million. We've had many, many discussions of best practices in child welfare. Senator Book has been working on a variety of issues. There's a few bills in the hopper that will bring out the best practices of raising our kids in the state of Florida. It comes with a price tag, and we have set aside nearly $50 million to cover the price of a bill that I'm sponsoring, she's sponsoring, Senator Broder sponsoring, as well as looking at ways that we can improve the program. Opioids is important to Senator Roussan. It's important to everybody, but there's nearly $120 million that we continue the war for people that need help and want help. We are happy to say that help will continue to be there. Minority health. We heard of a bill in Roussan Day last week about the Minority Health Office. We have put money to increase minority health. We put money for early steps, and we have funded, and I see we have General Hearts of the Hammer is out there, additional monies for our nursing homes, which are in the Department of Veterans Affairs, $117.7 million to make sure that they have the necessary resources to go forward. I wish it was all happy news. We have reductions. Maybe, with your help, we will continue to work and massage. This is what we will do to launch our section of our recommended budget. What will happen is next week in full appropriations will take our section of the budget, roll it in with everybody else's, and even consider amendments at that time, and that has to be a balance. We can talk about a balanced amendment. It'll be heard in appropriations next week, and then in the coming weeks, that budget will go to the floor. Well, once again, it'll be presented silo by silo, as well as Senator Stargell will present it as a whole. Consider amendments, and then once we pass that budget, should we pass that budget, then that will tee up the Senate and the House to launch into conference as we have to go forward. Members, it's a lot to digest. I know everybody right now at the committee is turning pages on a spreadsheet. I'm happy to say that if I told you that it was in, it is in. If not, we will find it, so don't panic. It's a very lengthy budget, and some of the things are not titled the way you think they may be, and so I've already had two instances where people couldn't find their what they were looking for. It was just titled differently than they thought. With that, I will do my best to take questions. If you want to have questions, be glad to do it. I've got a great staff that literally has worked their rear ends off for the last several weeks to put it together. They may know more than I as we continue to go forward. But senators, are there thoughts or questions on the proposed Health and Human Services Subcommittee proposed budget. Hearing none, I know we're going to, I will be in my office for a while, and if you have something, then certainly bring it forward. I want to recognize Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez makes a motion to allow staff to make technical adjustments without objection. Show that motion adopted. Senator Rodriguez also makes a motion to accept the Appropriations Subcommittee's Health and Human Services fiscal year budget 21-22 proposal as a recommendation to the full Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. Is there objection? Without objection, so that motion adopted as well. I, staff, will be here this afternoon. If you have a question, by all means, let us know. If there's something that wasn't done to your liking, by all means, we've just adopted it, and now it will require an amendment. The Senate rules going forward so that we know, in order for an amendment to be considered in the full appropriations, it has to be a balanced amendment, meaning you'll have to identify where that money comes from and where it goes. And people are always happy when you take their money. That's what I've discovered in my little brief time in the Senate. So that's something you'll have to work out. But again, we're here to serve you as well as to make sure that everybody's needs and everybody's district is different. We want to help you make sure that your constituents and the state of Florida has served its best. Members, is anybody miss a vote? Does anybody, because we're about to come to that time. There are some folks. Senator Farmer, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And I first just want to say, amazing that you presented that whole thing. I didn't see you look at one note as you were making that presentation. Thank you for your hard work, and your knowledge is truly impressive on this budget. Thank you, Chair. I would like to be shown voting in the affirmative on tab 2, SB 1526, and tab 1, SB 990.
Without objection. Thank you, Senator Farmer. I appreciate your remarks. Senator Errol.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I am sorry I missed your presentation. But I would like to be recorded as voting favorably on SB 1526 as well as SB 990.
Without objection. Thank you so much. Who's got us covered? Senator Jones does. Senator Jones, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to be recorded as voting in the affirmative on tab 2, SB 1526, and tab 1, 1990.
Without objection. Thank you very much. Very good. Senator Rodriguez moves to adjourn. Members, we are adjourned. Congratulations. Thank you so much. And have a great day.